WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump right now attending the National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
Earlier in the week, the president's Department of Government Efficiency and its head, Elon Musk, offered 2 million federal workers buyouts and told them they have until today to decide whether to take them. Also, the Trump administration, under the direction of Elon Musk, moving to close the Agency of International Development, which provides billions for food, education, and medical programs to developing countries around the world. Next expected to be closed, the U.S. Department of Education.
He is effectively shutting down an American government agency that requires an act of Congress.
University of Michigan professor Donald Moynihan. Major winter storm affecting millions this morning. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking residents to help them keep track of black bear dens across the state. According to DNR officials, residents might start seeing signs or hearing sounds like squeaking or humming of new bear cubs at this time of year. If you do stumble upon the location of a bear den, you should stay at least 30 yards away while noting any tracks, scratch marks, or damaged plants. The DNR is asking residents to take a picture of the den if safe and report its location on the online survey. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $100 million investment in rural road infrastructure. According to a press release, the funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program will support 55 projects across the state and target aging local roads that serve as transportation corridors for the state's agricultural industry. The program can offer reimbursement of up to 90% of the total cost for eligible projects, which include repairs for roads and bridges used by agricultural producers. Bayfield County officials say they've secured the necessary funding to advance their plans for a new business park. According to a press release, the county received a $150,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to develop the roads around the planned Bayfield County Business Park. The funding will be used to finish a 2,100-foot section of Argenbright Road, connecting State Farm Road to Highway 137, while adding access points to the new business park and improving storm drainage. The Port of Duluth Superior officially has a new shipping terminal open for business. The $23 million project on Winter Street took about 6 years to come to fruition and was funded through $13 million in federal and state grants, with the remaining funding coming from C. Rice, the company that owned the property. Company officials say the site they had formerly used to conduct their business had major infrastructure concerns, including flooding issues, which led to their decision that moving operations to the new site was a better option. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks and their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte 112-102. Damian Lillard, with 29 points after Giannis, had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims, from the Knicks for guard DeLon Wright and cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The snow is done falling for the most part, but it is going to be windy today. So there will be blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Today, mostly cloudy, windy, 23 with wind out of the west gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, 18 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan rolls out the Elon Musk Act to ban special government employees. Plus, how many genders are there? Are you sure? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. A little bit of an icy drive this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't ice, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was ice by me.
Oh, yeah, because so they hadn't treated the streets.
Well, they had definitely treated them the closer I got to work, because right. It was only really slippery right around my house.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't have any trouble at all coming in, and that's, you know, 94, there's a lot of traffic that is already, by the time I started trekking this way, covered those roads. But anyway, man, be careful. You should definitely be careful wherever you are. This is... It should only hang around a little while. It's going to be 37 degrees, Calvin, so it can't stay too long.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have relatively good weather this weekend, so we should look forward to that.
All right, all right. It's Thursday, and it's 8 o'clock, so the renowned one and only, and somebody I can call a good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, has joined us. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I started this fast that you are well aware of, along with about 10, 12 other people on last Saturday morning. And I got up and eager beaver, and I just wanted to get at it. And I remember getting up early and cracking open my kit. And just, you know, taking the powder, whatever that is, and taking the supplements, and I was like, okay, so let's see what happens with this. And in my mind, all I'm thinking is, I can't eat for 2 days. I can't remember the last time that I just never ate for two, Dr. Omar, whole days, 2 days.
So you're not eating regular food. You're just taking the powder and the supplements and drinking water. So
yes.
It's kind of two full days, and years are passing by, and you just don't remember when this ever happened before,
no,
right?
No, and I'm thinking, am I going to be able to make 2 days? Because in my life that I can remember, I've never gone two full days without eating. And here I am, 70 years old. That's really kind of tragic, because you don't know. And until I met you, I had no concept at all of the damage that I was doing to myself. in that situation. And now here we are. Tomorrow is the seventh day.
Wonderful.
And I'm still here, Dr. Omar. I didn't disappear. You know, I didn't die from starvation.
That's great. I'm very happy for that. And the health benefits will keep coming. Your blood pressure will be improved. Your lipid profile will be better because this week you have been eating healthy meals. And I think you're going to continue eating from the healthy, detox-friendly foods that you have been eating those 5 days, right?
Yeah, you know, ground turkey was not something that I would have ever chosen. You walk in the meat area. I used to be a carnivore, man. I cut back on that a lot more over the last, I don't know, 8 years or so. Not the carnivore that I used to be. But certainly when I walked into the meat area, ground turkey never made the list.
Excellent source of protein. Excellent source of protein. That is great that it made the list and you're trying something new and interesting. It's not boring when you eat healthy. That's very important for us because we get used to, oh, it's not going to be delicious if I go on the healthy eating kind of, you know, diet thing. No, I want to eat delicious food. Delicious food can also be supporting your body, making you feel good, right?
Yeah, well, let me ask Calvin. Hey, Calvin, when you go in the meat department, where does ground turkey fit in on the list?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's not usually high on the list. I'm usually a ground beef and chicken breast kind of guy.
No, man. So, yeah. And the ground turkey tastes good, man. I put it in lima beans. Lima beans, me eating Calvin, I'm eating lima beans. you know, and then Dr. Omar, you know, I'm a guy who would walk down the aisle at a supermarket, and they've got what appears to be 2 miles of potato chips. And you got these
Tell
choices of all these potato chips. And, oh, man, I just, you know, I didn't think I could ever wean myself off of potato chips. But I haven't had a potato chip since last Friday. And, you know, I think I can survive a little longer without that potato chip. But prior to doing this, and for people who don't know, we're doing a detox. You want to talk a little bit about what that is before we move on to the subject matter?
Yeah, we did 1 week of a detox program. And it is a very simple program that practically the first 2 days, you get like protein powder and some vitamins and supplements for the body. And you take those for the first 2 days and you're drinking water. So it helps to kind of prep your body for healthy eating habits for the following 5 days. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks are all healthy meals that you see a guide inside the box. How to eat, when to eat, and you still take those supplements that supports your liver through steps phase 1 and phase 2 and phase 3 of detox. Phase 3 is the elimination of the food. And by day number 7, you finish this program. You got rid of toxins. You supported your liver to do the 24/7 job that the liver does every single day. You feel your brain is, the brain fog is lifting. You feel, if you're preparing for weight loss, you will lose some weight, but you're prepping your body to go into the weight loss program that you're preparing for. And you have kind of a mental plan that I want to keep eating healthy. I'm going to stay away from those potato chips that are highly processed with large amount of unhealthy fats, bad, like a lot of sodium and very little nutritious value. I can survive that. And the nice thing is also that the guide inside the box contain a lot of, I would say, recipes and grocery lists. It just opens your mind to a different level of healthy, interesting eating. So we started it last Thursday, and Earl was one of our heroes in this 1 week. And tomorrow is day number 7, and we plan to always do it at Wiltopia every year, January or February, and it's recommended to do it for adults every 6 months. Health benefits are wonderful, and it is just a different way of living and eating and kind of taking a break from all of the toxins that invade our body, from all of the environment, the foods, the cosmetics, household products, all of that.
And to be honest with you, the organic food was not that big a difference in the price. There was this misconception that organic vegetables and fruits were a lot more expensive than the others, but they're not. And so I put myself in a situation where now I've got my organic food in the refrigerator, and the other food is in the refrigerator, and cheese. I'm a guy who loves cheese. I haven't even ventured, into where the cheese. I'm a guy who would eat a brat from time to time. Well, guess what? No desire for those things, And it really is. I'm excited about the trek and the journey, right? Because I lost 5 pounds, and I can tell you that my stool is different. And that's pretty amazing, I think, that can happen inside of, right now, 6 days.
That's great. I'm really happy that you're mentioning the results that you're starting to see even before finishing the detox program, because today we're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about supplements, and I want to start by telling about a study that just came out in February 2025 that looked at health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. And that's right, the good fats found in fish oil. They found in this research published that over 700 adults aged 70, 70 and older. And get this, they found that a daily dose of just 1 gram of omega-3s could actually slow down the biological aging process by 3 months over the course of 3 years. So they followed those people over 3 years, and they found that they are younger, biological aging, 3 months than the other people that didn't take the omega-3, 1 gram a day, which is like one capsule of omega-3 fish oil.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract. All natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking.
So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go In the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My good friend, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on, as always, on Thursday morning. Before we go to our subject, Dr. Omar, another one of our colleagues who is also fasting along with us, Mary from Tulsa, is on the line. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you feeling?
Good morning, Earl. It sounds like you might be joining your wife in the world of broccoli.
Congratulations. Yeah. My wife will eat broccoli for breakfast. So anyway.
So I'm not in the working world, so I was able to start on Friday, and so I'm on day 7 now, so I was a day ahead of you. I felt the same as you in not eating for 2 days because meals are a real upper in my day, and the first meal on day 3, oh, did it ever look good. So my question is, I did lose 3 pounds, which I probably will want to gain back because I was at my lowest where I wanted to be, and I'm just wondering, Dr. Omar, would this have been fat that I lost, lean muscle? Hopefully not. Or would that have been toxins loss?
That's an excellent question. The reason why the supplement MitoFort or MitoCore, the supplement that inside the multivitamin that you have, one of the main reasons you have it is to protect you from losing the lean muscle. And also the shake that you have has proteins that are easily absorbed by the to support the muscles. So during the detox program, the first 2 days, you are fasting, but you're not fasting because you're fasting only from real meals. But you are taking the protein shake that has protein and fiber, and you're taking the multivitamin. that you're taking. And then on day three, you're also taking another supplement, PhytoCore, that supports the liver function. Moving forward, you are eating healthy meals, all right, that make you feel good, but not 100% not hungry. So it fills you by like 80%. This is the calculation of each meal that you eat. So most probably what you lost is fats. And the reason is also because you detoxify your body, you're losing toxins, and decreasing the concentration of toxins in your body make it easier to lose the fats. Because as we mentioned during the webinar, that's also, by the way, available now on the website, when you have more toxins in your body, the toxins are looking for the fat cells, and it gets to be harder to lose weight because you lose weight. The toxins are more concentrated. That can make you very sick. So the creation of new fat cells to compensate the presence of the toxins is kind of a compensation mechanism. And that's why many people tell you, I could lose 30 pounds within 6 months. I stopped my diet. I gained the 30 pounds back over the following few months. So it is one of the crucial steps to do to make sure that you have less toxins in your body. And if you do it right with the correct program that's well calculated, like Wiltopia Detox Program, you are actually going in the right direction. And also keeping the exercising and weightlifting exercises and trainings that also help us to go to the correct goal of losing fats and keeping the muscle mass.
Well, so let me ask you one last thing, Dr. Omar, before we move on to your subject. So that protein powder, is that available? I mean, keep taking that? I mean, it just, you know, to me, it just seemed like it, you know, kind of dealt with the hunger part of things. But I'm already taking other supplements. Would that interfere with that?
An excellent question. No, we need proteins with every meal. I would say every 8 hours you need proteins. You need proteins with breakfast, with lunch, and with dinner. And by that, we need maybe 80 to 100 grams of protein. Multiply the body weight by 1 to 1.2. Higher the protein content of what you eat is longevity, better health, better muscles. For a very simple reason, the body does not store amino acids. Amino acids found in the proteins, building block for the muscles, you don't store it. So that's why we say in breakfast, you eat eggs, you can eat meat in breakfast, and it will be very helpful because lunch and dinner, you're going to eat also proteins, but you already lost 8 hours. So protecting the muscle mass is excellent. One of the easy ways of getting proteins is getting it from protein shakes that are healthy without having sugar. And many of them are very tasty. And we have multiple at Wiltopia because I tell my clients, especially above 55 and 60 years old, try to use different sources of protein. So meat 2 days, fish 3 days, eat beans, have protein shakes available, so you're always getting this source of protein coming.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and we're going to talk about the omega fatty acids and the importance of it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $1 million in grant funding to support farmer-led groups. The funding through the Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grant Program will be split between 49 groups across the state, including some in northwest Wisconsin, like Farmers of the Barron County Watersheds and Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed. The funding is meant to help the awarded groups improve the state's soil health and water quality. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced he has joined a coalition of 15 attorneys general in reaffirming their commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. In a statement, the coalition said the Trump administration's executive order is wrong on both the science and the law, and reiterated that healthcare decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors. The coalition also highlighted a federal court decision to resume funding for institutions providing that care following a temporary freeze by another executive order. The driver of a motorcycle accused of evading capture during a high-speed chase in Barron County has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 22-year-old Logan Olson of Rice Lake was charged with fleeing an officer, recklessly endangering safety, and bail jumping following the October chase. Barron County authorities say they were forced to call off their pursuit when Olson allegedly drove the motorcycle onto a pedestrian trail near the Highway O overpass of the Red Cedar River. Olson is facing up to 10 years in prison. A Rice Lake affordable housing project is now at a standstill as the city reclaims ownership of the site. The project would have seen a former nursing home on Newton Street converted into an affordable housing complex. The city purchased the land in 2018 and contracted the nonprofit Movin' Out for the renovations. Amid supply chain issues and growing construction costs, the nonprofit did not apply for needed tax credits this year, and the city terminated the contract. Officials still believe they have options for affordable housing at the property. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The snow is done falling for the most part, but it is going to be windy today, so there will be blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Today, mostly cloudy, windy, 23, with wind out of the west gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 2 below. Tomorrow, 18, with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we got some calls. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Omar, for covering this subject. I'm a loyal listener. I listen every week. And you frequently recommend fish oil for omega-3s. And I'm concerned, I've recently learned about the environmental impact of the fish oil supplement industry on the marine food chains. They're actually harvesting so many fish for omega-3 supplements that it is disrupting the food chains in the oceans. Now, we know that fish do not make omega-3s. They get their omega-3s from algae. And now many, many supplement manufacturers, they're easy to find, they are farming algae and extracting omega-3s directly and putting them into supplements. Is there a reason why you do not recommend algae-derived omega-3 supplements over fish-derived supplements?
Hey, Dave, always great questions. Dr. Omar?
That's a great question. I was just looking at some data about algae, and that there are several companies now, especially in Australia, trying to get directly the omega-3 from algae. And the challenge is that you need to take from what's currently available from algae, you need to take much higher number of capsules to get the omega-3 from the algae. But we use it especially with patients and customers who are vegan. But I'm also concerned with what you're mentioning, because every time I listen to professional grade supplement manufacturer talking about omega-3, they are always proud about how they can link the bottle that you have in your hand with the fishing boat that was used in order to harvest or to do the fishing from the deep waters. So yes, it is a concern. And I think in this, in 2025, 2026, there is going to be more companies and more availability of the olive oil products of omega-3. And it is something that we have to always consider. But thank you for this contribution. I will look more into the companies that are currently available that can get us higher concentration of omega-3 in their algal products. And I agree with you, there must be better ways of getting omega-3s to protect the fish in the ocean.
All right, let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you very much. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Thanks for taking my call. I do have a few serious health conditions, two of them being chronic kidney disease, and now because of the kidney disease, heart disease. And I'm on a variety of medications, one of them being prednisone. And I've been listening this morning about how you guys are on diets and everything like that. I'm on the DASH diet, a dietary approach to stop hypertension, and I'm also fasting and in the form of restricting my calorie intake to about 1,500 calories a day. But one of the things I noticed is that I'm not losing weight, even though I'm still working out in that. Is there anything else with being on that wonderful prednisone that I can do to try losing weight?
A challenge is you have to take prednisone every day, and that kind of can be problematic with weight loss. Having kidney disease, of course, puts you in a position of eating healthier food. Exercising doesn't help by nature to lose weight. It will help to build muscle, but not lose weight. But I have some recommendations for you. Maybe we can talk after the episode just to see the full list of medications that you take, and we can help work with you and your doctor to design a diet and give you some recommendations that will help you with weight loss.
Dr. Omar, what is the number that you know people can get in touch with you at?
People can call me at 262-429-9429 and then leave me a message. You will be prompted to leave me a message. Or if I am working, you can just talk to me directly. Or you can send me a message through the same number, text message through the same number. Or, sorry, through the website, wintopiarx.com. You can also text me there.
And Calvin, if people, so even Brian just heard this, but he probably wasn't quick enough to write it down, didn't have a pencil. How can they find out?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay or rewind on the live stream at Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, so Dr. Omar, you talked about the omega fat and the research that has been done. So there, if you go, it's just like I talked about the potato chip aisle, there's an omega aisle. Where you go and there's, you know, hundreds of omega fats, that are available on the market. How do you know what's what?
So the challenge is to get the correct form of omega-3, because we're not talking about, I mean, it's used in medications like Vascepa and Lovaza. The challenge that we're having is we have to get very high quality omega-3 with the shortest time of period from the time of fishing it from the sea or the ocean and having it in the bottle. And that time can go up to 3 years for the time that you get it. By the time that you take the omega-3, it's going to be rancid and oxidized and can cause harm and not help you. And that's why I tell people when you go for the buy one, get one, for the omega-3, this doesn't work. If you see the bottle smelling like rotten fish, cause you burping, that's not the omega-3 we are talking about that's important for your health. So going like back a little bit, there is more than 40,000 scientific studies about conducted on omega-3. The health benefits are unquestionable when it comes to heart health, brain health, inflammation control, cellular integrity, protection from chronic disease. Very important also to get DHA for pregnant women. So if you know someone who is pregnant, please ask her if she takes omega-3 DHA. We're not talking about taking canned sardines because they are high in mercury, but also pregnant women need to be taking omega-3 fish oil. So how to take the right supplement of omega-3? That's when you have to go to a professional grade supplement recommended by a doctor or a pharmacist. Buy it from Wiltopia. That's going to be very helpful. Buy it from a reputable sources. Even Costco has some good omega-3. But just you have to know the brand that you get. As I tell you, Earl, every time that I go to see a presentation about omega-3 from the companies I am dealing with, the first slide is always about a fishing boat. And they say this fishing boat has a stamp on the boat that has a number, and this number is linked to a serial number that's on the bottle. So they can track the whole supply chain to make sure for several things: purity of the product, the integrity of the omega-3 you're getting, and the length of time from the time that they harvest, they fish the fish, to get it out from the water, and they put it in the bottle. And these brands, you're not going to have burping, you're not going to have acid reflux, you're not going to have bad smell of the fish. Actually, one of the omega-3s at Wiltopia called WellPure Omega, if you pop the capsule, you're going to taste like lemon. Lemon taste Skittles in your mouth. It's like fresh and it's zesty. So you have to get a good brand so you get the results that we're talking about. The study that I was mentioning, the very, very recent study, if we say If you gain 3 extra biological months every 3 years, then this means over 12 years, you gain 1 extra year of healthy living. So omega-3 is very important. And eating the fish 3 times a week, like sardines, like wild caught salmon, that is not easy for most of us. And that's why I say take 1 to 2 grams a day, all right? And it's good to take a combination of EPA and DHA, not just one of them, all right? Omega-3s have been proven and used in medications. We have Vascepa, a very important drug that's still brand name that contain EPA in it, which is a form. It's called eicosapentaenoic acid, which is a form of the omega-3. And the challenge of omega-3, Earl, is that you cannot make it in your body. You have to get it either from fish, algae, and from the supplements. And I think 2025, 2026, we will have more products about high concentration of omega-3 from the algae. But for the time being, getting a good amount of EPA and DHA from supplements is going to be important. Some brands, compared apple to apples, they are going to be better than the others. But honestly, the range of pricing can go up from $30 or 30 plus for a month supply, about $58, $60 for 2 month supply. That's kind of the range of pricing we are talking about. And unfortunately, we cannot get the same results from the sheep omega-3 supplements. And they are kind of very helpful for cardiovascular health. To give you an example, there is a very important marker for cardiovascular health called CRP, C-reactive protein. If someone is seeing this number high on the charts, ask your doctor if you can take omega-3 fish oil because it helps to lower this number. For brain health, Earl, more than 70% of your brain is fats. Supporting it with healthy fats is going to help with memory, is going to help with focus, concentration. Studies have shown that children with ADHD that take omega-3 daily, they get to have better focus and concentration. My patients who have ADHD, I always recommend it to them, pair the medication with omega-3 fish oil, so you have more than one tool to help the disease state. So many benefits.
So, you know, Dr. Omar, so when my wife calls me fathead, I can say that now.
I'm taking my omega-3.
And 70% of the brain is fat. I learned so much from you every time you're on these airways. 855-752-4842. You're officially in a pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Guys, you know, we won't let you go. Hang on the lines. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ann from Chippewa Falls, thank you, Ann. You say what?
Hello, Dr. Omar. I have a couple questions. Have you heard of Fatty 15?
Fatty 15. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, it's C15. It's a fatty acid supplement, and it's supposed to replenish and strengthen your cells. It has something about the dolphins. If you haven't heard of it, I would say look it up, Fatty 15, because
they say
this is better than omega-3.
I am looking it up now while you're talking, and I see that the company claims that Fatty 15 has three times more cellular benefits than omega-3s with some potential studies. I can look more into it. It would be very interesting if what they say is true, and just diversifying the sources of omega-3 is what I found is always the best way to go about it, because some people at the time were saying that krill oil is much better absorbed than regular omega-3, but then the studies didn't prove that they have higher benefit, but they were more expensive. But anyway, like, I am not against trying something new, looking at the studies, but always diversifying the source of high-quality omega-3. But I will look into it for sure. And if we find it good, I'm going to talk about it on the show. Thank you for talking about it.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call, as always. Dave, go ahead, sir.
Dr. Omar, could you please speak to the importance of limiting the much more common omega-6 fatty acids, since they have a tendency to block the absorption of the omega-3s we're trying to get?
Yes, in our bodies, in our brain and cells, we need omega-3 and omega-6, but we need it in the correct ratio. And the challenge is that eating highly processed food and fried food makes the omega-6 increase in what we eat. That increases inflammation, cause heart disease, and makes the problem worse. So you can see omega-6 in the vegetable oil and all cooking oil that we're using, and that's the challenge of it. Limiting it is always going to be for the health benefits of the heart and the brain. And that's why I'm always recommending to use avocado oil and, of course, the mighty extra virgin olive oil. And I tell my patients who do not want to take a form of omega-3, I tell them to take extra virgin olive oil 3 tablespoons a day for cardiovascular risk and also for the triglycerides. Well, it does not compensate the importance of omega-3, but it's a way down the road. But I agree with you. There is a challenge that we have omega-6 in our food. And if you see omega-6 being marketed as a supplement, I would highly recommend that you stick just with the omega-3, because that's what's lacking in the what we eat and drink. I have a very important topic to talk about since I am a pharmacist, which is the drug interaction of omega-3 and certain medications, which is the anticoagulants like warfarin and aspirin and other medications that increase blood thinning effects. Because if you take smaller dose of omega-3, which is 1 gram a day, all right, from high quality omega-3, that should be okay, no major concerns. Actually, there is a clinical study that was done. It's called NEJM, N-E-J-M, look it up, 2014 study that showed that doses above 3 grams per day increased bleeding time, but did not significantly raise major bleeding events. So if you are taking a blood thinner and you want to take omega-3 fish oil, it is okay, but take a lower dose, and we can give you a very high quality omega-3 that you can take 1 capsule a day, and you will get excellent benefits like WellPure Omega 1300. Look it up on my website, and that should be fine even if you're taking blood thinners. I actually have my father and mother take it, and my father is taking blood thinners. So looking at the profile of the drug interactions is very important to determine the dose of omega-3. It is such a very hot topic, and it will stay as a hot topic, Earl, because it's also a medication. People are prescribed Luvasa and Vascepa all the time, and these are medications that support the omega-3 profile in the system, and that helps to decrease CRP, improve cardiovascular health, and it is it's not just a trend. So
Dr. Omar, it is so much information. It's endless, right? Because you think you're taking the right things, and there's so many variables to all of it that, it's so great to have you on the airwaves. And people, tell somebody about In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. I talk to people all the time about the impact that is having in my life, and you can do the same for them. Dr. Omar, we got to run. See you again in a week. Well, I'll see you soon. Thank everybody. Up next, Reggie Jackson. He's an award-winning journalist and speaker, researcher, and writer with a deep, comprehensive knowledge of how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some of the authors of Project 2025 now in the Trump administration. What are their plans for our country? All the details with Andra Watkins coming up. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. today, President Trump had these words about faith.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
Confusion and frustration across Washington and nationwide as federal workers have until midnight to decide if they want to take that buyout offer from the Trump administration. The president now saying U.S. troops won't be used to move millions of Palestinians out of Gaza so private builders can begin turning it into what he says will become the Riviera of the Middle East.
Just now, the president posting that, quote, no soldiers by the U.S. would be needed, saying stability for the region would reign.
That's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Brew. Earlier, the president said American troops might well be used. Another state considers imposing a public school-wide cell phone ban. Oklahoma, the latest to consider a smartphone lockdown. This is ABC News.